Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 20th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Jen. How are you doing, Jen?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk some Big Brother.
Yeah. Always excited. Yes. Had some technical issues this morning. Sorry that we're a little bit late. But very excited to get into all of the live feeds going on Big Brother Canada 6. Let's jump right into it, because we had a supersized update yesterday. And we'll probably have a bit of a smaller one this time. Less going on.
I felt like yesterday was the calm after the storm that was Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot less happening. But.
Yes, pretty much. So to start the day, we kind of talked about this yesterday on the update, because we were talking while it was happening. But Hamza ended up having a conversation with Jesse where he let him know that, I'm not going to be using the veto on you.
Yeah. And I think he started to get worried about the numbers. Jesse, that is, started to kind of freak out a little bit. But I still feel at that point, Jesse thought he was safe, that he would have the numbers, that Hamza was still on his side and doing what was best for his game. So at that point, I think Jesse was still feeling okay.
Yeah, he and Hamza's promising him, like, look, we've got the numbers. Don't worry about the I'm doing this because I feel confident. And Jesse's, of course, saying, like, you know, if there's any doubt, why not just take me off the block? But Hamza's like, no, this is what I got to do. And Jesse kind of takes it. He's kind of just like, all right, you know what? If it's good for your game, then, you know, I get it. So whatever.
Right. Because I feel like at that point, Jesse still thought, like, oh, we're going to work together moving forward. Like, things are going to be great. Like, he has my back. And so I feel, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that, Jesse. Hamza then quickly tells Veronica after this conversation, hey, make sure you tell Jesse that he has the votes, because we want to keep him calm. We want to keep him comfortable. And then he'll believe me when I told him, like, oh, we've got the votes, so don't worry. Then Hamza talks to Marin, and Marin tries to get him to do this whole, let's nominate Derek. Let's take Liv off the block, nominate Derek in her place kind of deal, and really getting Hamza fired up. Like, this could have been a possibility here.
I know. I was starting to get a little excited, just because I know you and John talked about it on, I guess that was Saturday, saying how Hamza's always coming up with new big moves to make because he gets so tired of the certain moves and he wants to do something new. So I was like, oh, maybe we'll get something new. Just throw something at the wall, see what sticks. I was getting excited, but
yeah, I yes. Feel like give this another day, or give this another few hours, like this definitely could have happened. You know. So Kayla also talks to Johnny, and this is another thing that happened during the tail end of yesterday's update, where she basically said, like, look, I want to work with you, Johnny. I'm sorry if Jesse has caused there to be a rift between us. I had no idea that he had said your name. That's so terrible. I am way more on your side than I am on Jesse's side. Like, we need to make this work, Johnny. And I gotta say, I really appreciated a lot of what Kayla was doing today. For somebody who narrowly avoided being nominated this week and having the shot taken at her, she has really sidestepped and tried to work this to her advantage as much as possible.
Yeah, I feel like she's definitely done a good job of trying to rebuild those connections that might have kind of gotten lost with what had been going on previously. And I feel that she has done a really good job of kind of recovering from potentially being a target to kind of getting in everyone's good graces again, whether that's with Derek and Jesse or without them. I feel like she's in a really good position and moving forward with her allies in the house.
Yes. So she talks with Johnny and, she's like, look, you know, let's work together. Johnny, he's like, oh yeah, that's great. That's great. But this is the day of like people coming to Johnny. He basically was, you know, one of the core people that flipped this whole house around and nobody really knows it. But a couple of the good players seem to sense at least that like he maybe is somebody that they want on their side.
Right. I feel like everyone keeps coming to Johnny with all this information and he's just sitting there like, yes, please tell me more. And he's just going to keep his mouth shut and everyone just keeps coming to him and spilling everything to him. And it's in a really good spot.
Yes. Yes, he is. Then we finally got the power veto ceremony where Hamza chose not to use the veto. He did not put Derek up on the block. However, during the power veto ceremony, Jesse made some kind of comment about Hamza and how he does not stick to his word because he swore on Carolyn's life that he would use the power veto on him. And now he has gone back on that. And Jesse is not happy. And Hamza is very not happy that Jesse made this comment.
I feel like we've heard him, or I feel like we've heard Hamza bring it up at least once every 20 minutes of how terrible of a person Jesse is for bringing up that he swore on his wife or on his fiance, even though I'm pretty sure Hamza brought it into the conversation himself.
Yeah.
But what do we know? Fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's very true. Like, Hamza 100% is the person that brought his fiance into it and then decided to, you know, get angry when people brought that up. And like, Hamza is the one that's talking about her constantly, the one that is, you know, just he very voluntarily just decided like, OK, yes, I want to, you know, talk about my fiance. Say a lot and swear on her life and right. You know, do these things that we he even like at the time I guess he genuinely thought he was going to take Jesse off the block because mm-hmm. he thought that he was going to replace Jesse with Ryan but I don't know, like the level of his anger makes me feel like he genuinely believes that he didn't do this and that they forced him to swear on his fiance. And that's kind of crazy to me. Like, why are you so crazy, Hamza?
Right. Like, I don't know if he's like convinced himself that it was a lie, that he never said anything and that he's just so adamant about the fact that he never said it. Or if he's just trying to like play this up as a reason to get people to want to vote Jesse out. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's insane.
Well, that's the thing too, because like later on in the day we'll talk about like he feels like anybody that even supports Jesse in that statement, like Derek agrees with Jesse. What a dirtbag. I should have put him up on the block. He's done. I am done with him. Like, he's so pissed about this. Right. And they're completely right. Like, I don't know what's going on here, Hamza. You're really losing it.
I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah. So Hamza is just on a rampage about this, and he will be for the rest of the day. And Kayla continues her work. She goes to Olivia and starts talking about like, look, hey, I want to save you this week. I want to keep you here. I'm willing to let go of Jesse for you. She wants to make a deal. She wants to like start working with Olivia. She's following up on the conversation they had yesterday. And this is very good work by Kayla because Hamza and Will and all of these people are doing so much work and putting their necks out on the line to take out Jesse over Olivia, but they're not doing any of the follow-up work with Olivia. So they're doing all this work and Kayla is swooping in and reaping the benefits. If Olivia aligns with Kayla after this, then they have really, really messed up. And that's what it's looking like it's heading toward.
Yeah, I really agree. And I think that they definitely fumbled the follow-up. And obviously, that's the most important part when you nominate someone. And I mean, originally, she might have been the target. And then you can't just leave that and be like, oh, she'll be fine. Like, oh, she won't be mad at me when they were already against her room in the first place. It's like you have to do something there to make sure that the relationship's okay, or do something instead of just, oh, Jesse's a terrible human being, so it's fine. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's because, like, Will and Hamza in particular, like, they're so focused and excited about making this big move that they feel like the move speaks for itself. Like, we made a big move. We took out Jesse. We saved Olivia. She's going to be so grateful. But she's going to be grateful to the people who talked to her. And if Kayla is there, essentially taking the credit, because Olivia is still scared at this point. Olivia is still worried. Like, Hamza and Will can say, like, don't worry, we've got you, all they want. But if the person who is most likely to vote for Jesse, or at least one of the people most likely to vote for Jesse, and Kayla, comes to her and says, look, I'm willing to cut Jesse, I'm willing to drop him for you, that's going to make Olivia feel secure. Because if even Kayla isn't protecting Jesse, then Olivia's good. And so Olivia has every bit of interest in trying to solidify something with Kayla. They already had the conversation yesterday where they cleared the air about who's coming after who, and like somebody kind of has been putting a wedge between them. They were aligned at one point or another in the game. So Kayla doing some very good work, stealing the benefits, the rewards. This is like if they were on like a quest and, you know, some person who's just like lingering in the back just kind of like steals the treasure after the boss gets killed.
Probably runs away.
Yes, exactly. That's gonna be something that that Will and Hamza really have to look out for. Obviously Johnny still has a great connection with Olivia and Allie, so I'm less concerned about Johnny, and Johnny may be the connection that that helps Olivia and Allie from completely leaving the Will and Hamza group. However, Kayla's also trying to do some work on Johnny as well. I don't know how susceptible he is to it, because he got burned once, and I don't think he's willing to go back. But I think that he is totally fine with, letting people drift from side to side and take shots at each other if they need to. So very impressed by Kayla this day.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that Will and Hamza, this is going to be probably a crucial time to where their games will start to go downhill. And I feel that they'll look back on this and be like, oh, shit, like we probably should have done something there.
Yeah.
Big moves. It's all that matters, Taryn. Big moves.
Gotta it's all about the big moves. Veronica goes around, and Veronica's also playing pretty poorly. She's promising Derek and Jesse the world. She's like, look, you guys, and she's following him and Sansa's instructions. You guys, you got my vote. Nothing is going to change that. Nothing in the world. You guys are totally good. And she's obviously planning on eliminating them, but she's like going really hardcore into promising them that they're totally fine. Derek and Jesse are like, man, we are good. We've got Veronica. We should have Will. Paris is trying to convince them that Will is flipping, but they're not really believing it. Derek and Jesse, they're like, we're totally good. We're fine.
I feel like anytime someone gives them like an inkling that it's not fine and that Jesse's probably going home, they're like, oh, no, we have the votes. We're fine. Even though it's someone whose vote they have saying, oh, hey, this person might be flipping. Oh, no, we're fine. We have the votes. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, these guys need a wake-up call on how to play Big Brother and what happens in Big Brother.
Right. Just, we're fine. We talked like 3 days ago. We're good. We have a thing. We're fine. Like, no, you're not fine.
Yeah. Everything is not okay.
Right.
We're not okay. So Will then has a conversation with Veronica where he's like, you should not be promising them these things, like that's just gonna make them more mad at you, and when you prove to be a liar, this is not a good idea. And Veronica immediately backtracks. She's like, oh, well, I wasn't promising them anything. I was just saying words that could have been interpreted in a way that seemed like a promise but wasn't, maybe.
Right, like I wasn't being upfront, just saying things that may or may not be true or not.
I was just saying my vote wouldn't change. I didn't say how it would change. Right.
I didn't say who I was necessarily voting for. I just said it wasn't changing. Like, okay, girl. Okay. Okay, Fleur.
Yes. So Veronica goes to Hamza and Marin and tells them, like, look, I can't keep promising them that these things. Will told me it's a bad idea. But in the process, she also tells Hamza about what Derek had been saying to her. And because Derek had been saying, look, I'm a little bit sketched out about Will. I don't know what's going on with him. She warned Will about that. Derek also said, because Derek at this point completely believes Veronica when she's telling him that they're totally good. And so he's also saying, like, man, why is Hamza so pissed at Jesse? Because Jesse was telling the truth. Jesse was like that. Hamza did do that. And so Veronica tells Hamza that Derek had said that. And this is when Hamza just gets totally pissed. He's just, what? I can't believe him.
I would never swear on her. What are you talking about?
How could he agree with Jesse? You can't agree with Jesse. That's insane. I should have put him on the block.
Terrible people, Theron.
Yeah.
Terrible people.
It's one thing to talk about game, but it's a totally other thing to bring my fiance into the game in the way that I did when I swore on her, but they forced me to do it, even though they didn't.
Right. I was the one that brought her into the game, but they're still terrible people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's so mad. He's so mad about it.
I feel like he's just trying to find something to be mad about, and I don't know. I'm trying to level with it, but I just can't.
It's I've seen people be this angry about things that were a mistake before, where it's like, I remember, the like, there's a Johnny Mac, I can't remember her name now, the poker player.
Vanessa.
Look, there's too many Victoria, Veronica. Yep, I was like, I really didn't want to call Vanessa Veronica or Victoria. But the Johnny Mac and Vanessa, like, they were at each other's throats over a misunderstanding at one point. But like, this is like just so weird to me that like it happened 2 days ago and Hamza very clearly was the person who initiated this. He is the one that is constantly talking about her. And he, I think, just genuinely feels like he's created a memory in his head where they forced him to do this. Like, I don't know, like, maybe he feels like they are so socially pressuring that he needed something to like promise them, and like it's forced by nonverbal cues. I don't know, but I don't know where he's coming from here.
Right, it's not like they're like, hey, do you swear on your fiance? Like, you better swear on your fiance. Like, do it, Hamza, do it. Like, that never happened.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just it's a lot of silliness going on. So Kayla ends up coming upstairs and promising and apologizing for Derek. She's like, look, Derek, he's upset right now, so on and so forth. We need to like cut him some slack. Like, she already knows, like, Derek should not be agreeing with Jesse. Hamza is super pissed about this. So she again, like, promptly cuts this off before it really starts getting bad, and just tries to cool Hamza down about this. Like, she knew it was happening, but she didn't. She just anticipated that it would. And she does a decent job, I think. The feeds are going to end up cutting pretty soon after all of this stuff, so we don't know a lot of the fallout. But Derek ends up joining them, and they go on like an apology tour and talk about, like, man, you know, can we work together? Can we move forward? And I think they're all kind of BSing each other at this point. But for the most part, things are cordial enough. Like, Hamza is not screaming at Derek, which I think is where he was. Prior to Kayla going up there.
Right. It's a start. It's a start.
Yeah. Yes. So then we had another very interesting conversation with Paris and Johnny. Paris had been talking to the cameras. She's just so annoyed about this whole situation. And I think, like, there's definitely a part of her that is annoyed that it's Jesse that's going home, because obviously she has a thing for Jesse. But I think another part of it is that she just genuinely feels alone within her allies, because she's like, this is the dumbest thing. Like, I cannot believe Will is doing this. It's so dumb for him to do this. I cannot believe he is doing this. And then Maddie is just not putting up a fight. Like, I can't, like, Maddie is not helping either. Jesse's going to be leaving. So who do I have left that's like an ally that I can confide in that's like rational? I can't trust anyone anymore. So Paris is on the hunt for a new number one ally. She needs somebody. She needs somebody to work with here.
Yeah, and she turned to Johnny,
which I think is brilliant in a way, because this is what made this conversation so interesting to me. I was glued to it the whole time. It didn't turn out the way I would have liked it to, but. Like I've been talking about on these updates, Paris and Johnny have essentially been in a war of influence over the last few days, where Paris had everybody influenced toward going after Allie and Olivia when there was really not much reason to. And then Johnny kind of cut through all of that and it just completely turned all of Paris's plans around and really ruined her in the game. Neither of them realize that the other person was the source of their annoyance, right? Like, Johnny has been asking for days, why do people think Olivia is a threat? Why are people coming after Allie? Why do people think we're in an alliance? That's all coming from Paris. He doesn't realize that. And Paris is now like, why are people going? Why is Will going after Jesse? Why is Maddie doing this? Why did Veronica turn? Who, like, what is going on here? And Johnny is, unbeknownst to her, the person who did all of that. And so now they're talking to each other. And it's very interesting to me. If they ended up teaming up, I think they'd be a very deadly force. But Paris really dropped the ball here, I think. She ends up, she spills a lot of information to Johnny. She talks about, like, look, I'm close with Maddie, I'm close with Will, but I just don't know if I can trust them. They're making moves that I don't understand, and I really just need somebody to confide in that I can trust, that I know the information won't get out, that is a rational person. And up until this point, I'm like, this is good, because I think Johnny will latch onto this. I think Johnny would also love to have somebody that he feels is rational. So Johnny's like, yeah, I can totally be that person. This is exactly what I want to hear from you. You know, I kind of thought that you were sketched out by me. And she was like, you know, I kind of was at first, especially after that HOH when you wouldn't make a deal with me. But I've totally come around, and I really appreciate you, and I would love to work with you. And I want to put all my eggs in your basket. I really want to just go for it. And Johnny's just like, yeah, this is exactly what I want to hear from you. This, like, I'm liking this a lot. And again, this could be, this could be interesting if this works out. But here's the thing. The conversation keeps going, and I think this is where Paris really, because this is a dangerous conversation for Paris, because she is dropping a lot of information on Johnny. If it doesn't work, this could be very, very bad, because Johnny is so influential in the house. And at some point, the conversation just keeps going, and she starts talking more about Jesse, and she starts talking more about, like, it's just a bad move to take Jesse out. And I think it becomes clear to Johnny that, like, oh, is this a conversation about us working together, or is this a conversation about saving Jesse? And she keeps saying, Jesse's gone, it's fine. I'm just expressing my thoughts. Like, nobody buys that, Paris. Like, nobody, especially Johnny, they're not going to buy that. You really need to have just, like, let the Jesse thing go. You need to drop it. You need to focus on your game moving forward. And I really think it soured the conversation. And again, the feed's cut, so I don't know where this will end up. There's still a possibility that that they could end up teaming up, and that would be a very, very good thing for Paris. And probably Johnny, if he can work it right, if he understands the danger of working with somebody like Paris. But I think that from Johnny's perspective, this was just another poorly veiled attempt at trying to save Jesse. And if anything, I think that the information she revealed to him will probably go back to somebody like Will, who is like, oh, already sketched out about Paris. I think Paris is in a lot of danger to end up going down with the ship with Jesse. She's just too focused on saving him.
I know, when this conversation started, I was so excited, because I was like, these two could wreak havoc on this house if they team up. and kind of keep it low key. But like you said, as she kept talking, I was like, oh, stop talking, like jump ship. Stop talking about Jesse. Like, it's done. It's over. If something were to somehow start flipping, that's a different story. But like, she's kind of beating a dead horse at this point, at least at this time. No one really wants to do anything. And plus, not that she knew that Johnny was the source of the flip in the first place, but just talking to him about it, just, I was just like slowly getting more sad as the conversation was going. I was so hyped at first, and I was like, oh, no. No.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know, I really just feel like honestly, I think that Paris, again, like Paris was a very aggressive player, and we were saying this is a risky maneuver to attempt to be so influential with so many people. It was working for a little while, but you need to be able to adapt and change your strategy if something, you know, goes awry. And she hasn't been able to do that. I think that she would be more influential if she just dropped it entirely. There's still a lot of time between now and eviction time where things could change. Olivia could blow herself up. Paris does not need to be the person, and she can't be the person. I don't think Paris can do anything to save Jesse at this point. She should completely drop it and start focusing on moving forward in the house and making new connections and trying to reposition herself, because, you know, for as great a position as she was in before, she has to understand that it's been wrecked. Johnny wrecked it, and she needs to move on and figure something else out. And I'm not sure she's going to be able to soon enough. So there was a question from somebody in the chat who asks who is Johnny really? Oh, Cher also asked who's where does Johnny's loyalty truly lie? And I think that's an interesting question. I don't think Johnny's really truly loyal to any one person in particular. I think that he has a lot of good relationships with a lot of different people. He's obviously very close with Will now because they pulled off this move together. He's got great relationships with Allie and Olivia. He has a decent relationship with Erica, even though it is a little strained. Kayla is still trying to work with him, although he definitely doesn't really want to work with the showmances anymore. And then, you know, he has this relationship with Paris. He spent all day in the hot tub with Veronica yesterday. So he's got connections all over the place, but he's not locked down into any one particular alliance. And I think he is waiting for somebody like Paris, somebody that he can work with. But I think he saw that conversation with Paris and was like, I don't know if this is the right one. So it'll be interesting to see where Johnny lands, because I don't think he has a side. I don't think he has his people yet. And that's good for him right now, because nobody's after him.
Right. I feel like he's just chilling in the middle while the two sides kind of go back and forth and everyone's taking shots at each other. And he's just in the middle, kind of absorbing all this information and hearing what everyone else has to say. And I'm waiting for him to use it to his benefit, like he just did with Jesse. So yes. I'm really excited to see kind of how he progresses and who he ends up with throughout the next couple weeks.
Yeah, T Gates on Facebook asks, how long can Johnny go without truly aligning with a group? So like, how long can he pull this off? And I think the answer is that I'm not entirely sure. I think that he can keep floating around as long as he's, you know, able to keep getting people to make these huge moves that are going to like reshift things. He doesn't have to be stuck to any one particular side. And that's really good for him. So I would say at least for the next couple of weeks, he can keep this going. Because so many people just assume that he's with them, and, he can just continue that. He has like token relationships with Erica and Olivia and Allie. People know that he's connected to them, but he's not aligned with them, and so he's not going to be targeted in lieu of them. So I think he can continue for a while. I really do. That said, something else that we should be talking about is Arissa tweeted out a short little video that is, it's there's like a chair and a laptop and there's typing.
Aggressive then, typing.
Yeah, and then she looks up at the camera and she's like, devious, like, haha, we're going to screw you guys over with a twist. So I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, I am too. I saw that and I was like, can we not? Like, they're doing fine. Please, no.
Yeah. It seems to suggest there's going to be some kind of audience vote. People have been speculating, you know, are they going to do like a Canada's HOH? Are they going to do Canada votes for the eviction? Something like that. I think anything to do with interfering with the game is just really kind of mess things up. The game is so interesting right now. The house is split up into like 15 different ways. And I like, there's no single like thing that is definitely going to happen next week. Like,
right.
Whoever wins HOH, the direction that the game will go will vary by an enormous degree. And that's super exciting. There's a lot of people targeting the showmances, but Kayla's putting in a lot of good work to prevent that from happening. So it might backfire and it might go to Will and Hamza. Johnny may end up trying to get Paris on the block. Who knows what's going to happen? There's so many different interesting things going on, and man, like a Canada's HOH would just completely demolish all of the gameplay and be so annoying.
I know, I'd be so sad. I just feel like it's so fascinating just watching all these different like small groups of people try to figure all this out, and I'm like, don't ruin it. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yep. Just be aware, temper your expectations. And obviously, you know, a Canada's HOH, when we were talking about Johnny and how long he can go, trying to, avoid sticking to one particular side, twists, they tend to lock the game down. They make people nervous. They, instead of, getting antsy and making all sorts of crazy moves, they start thinking about like, oh no, we need our people. We need numbers. Because if a twist comes, you need your numbers. So you tend to lock things down at that point. And anybody that isn't a part of the numbers is going to get picked off because they're the dangerous ones. They are the ones that can, a twist can go to them and then blow everything up. So everybody needs to be locked down when there's twists happening. And, I think, if we're getting a twist next week, that's probably when Johnny ends up getting attached to a big alliance, and things start really settling in terms of like, oh, we've got one group and we've got another group and one group is the majority. And now the twists are going to help us pick off the minority.
Right. Like every other season for the past like 3 years. It's fine. Yeah.
We can still have hope and pretend that the twist is not going to be game impacting.
Fine. Yeah.
They did a pretty decent job last season with the twist not mm-hmm. impacting the game. And when we were in Canada, I did talk to Trevor Boris, and he mentioned that was intentional. That like they still had a bunch of twists, but they didn't want it to impact the game quite as much as it had prior. A lot has probably changed since then. They were almost canceled. They came back. They're talking about this being one of the twistier seasons now. So maybe that's not in the zeitgeist for them anymore. But there's still a possibility it is. And so maybe this is a twist that will have minor impacts, minor damage to the game. And that would be nice. That'd be, I'd be willing to live with that.
Right, just a small little twist, like, it's fine, just a small one. Don't even think too much.
Yeah, just a little bit of masochism, just like,
right. Just a little just, sprinkle.
Just like, yeah, just like punch me in the arm, don't like shoot me in the face. All right. Okay, so let me know if you guys have any more questions, and Jen, let me know if you have anything else that you wanted to bring up from yesterday.
Not that I can think of. I feel like we pretty much covered most of it.
Yes. Veronica had a surprise birthday party. That was going on when the feeds cut. Any group gathering is very boring to watch on the feeds usually, unless it's a house meeting. And even those this season haven't been great.
Right. I enjoyed during the birthday part, like the table camera or whatever. Was on like a feed or whatever, and you just saw people shoving cake down their throat. I'm like, that's real lovely to watch. I'm enjoying this immensely. Wow.
Yeah, so they had the birthday party, and the reason the feeds cut was because they got they got some booze, and they got to do like an actual party thing, and this is pretty par for the course for Big Brother Canada. They cut the feeds for the party,
all the fun stuff.
Yes, and
family friendly,
like stuff that a lot of people like. they got the strategy on the feeds, but they don't show it in the episodes. And then they got the party stuff cut from the feeds, but they will show that on the episodes. And it's just like, why don't you just do both for both? But
parties are more important.
Yes, and also like I'm reading that like feeds are back now. They were out all night. But anytime anybody talks about what happened during the party, the feeds are cutting. So
of course,
like, what is the thought process behind that? Like,
I don't know.
So we'll see, hopefully some sort of, sloppy party, but yes, Stephanie on Facebook does point out this, they should be commended at least for letting us know. That they That's were the feeds. They were like, hey, look, the feeds are going to be down. They'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. That's a lot better than just people. Because, people absolutely would have been waiting all night for the feeds to come back. Mm-hmm. And it's good that they let us know. So that's about it for now. The house still in a very interesting place. I'm sure we're going to, despite their best efforts, we're still going to get plenty of talk about the party. Like, we're just going to hear it. We're going to hear it like fourth hand first. We're going to know everything that happens, and in the worst possible way that we can find out. And then it will be on the episode. And it's just like the worst of all worlds. Yep. So that's what you have to look forward to.
Right. Good old Big Brother Canada.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. It's the Big Brother dedicated feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Reality TV Wrap Ups feed for this podcast and many others that cover all sorts of different TV shows like American Ninja Warrior or The Bachelor or RuPaul's Drag Race or The Taryn Show, which isn't a show, but is a podcast. Find us on our oppositewebsite.com. Leave a comment there. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Jen, what is your Twitter handle?
At JRenee_BB.
Yes. I'm always going to have to ask you for that one.
I know. It's weird. I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. We will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. and also tonight when we do our LFC roundtable at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, we'll be back Thursday night to recap the eviction episode with none other than the legend himself, Godfrey Manguiza. So make sure you join us. Have a lot of fun. And we'll see you next time.